To you, my dear companions, accept these lines, I pray. A most impartial trial has been occupied this day. 'Tis from your dying Broughton to show his wretched fate. Pray make your reformation before it is too late. The loss of your companion will grieve your hearts full sore. I know that my fair Ellen will my wretched fate deplore. Thinking of those happy hours that now are past and gone, that I, unhappy Broughton, would I had ne'er been born. Brought up in wicked habits which wrought in me no fear, how little did I think that my time had been so near. But now I am o'ertaken, I'm bound and cast to die, exposed a sad example to all those that pass me by. That I had but gone unto some far and distant clime, then a gibbet posed for Broughton would never have been mine. But as for such like wishes, they are vanity and vain. Alas, it is but folly and madness to complain. One night to try and slumber, I closed my weeping eyes. I heard a foot approaching, which struck me with surprise. I listened for a moment, a voice made this reply: prepare thyself, Spence Broughton, tomorrow thou must die. Farewell, my wife and children, to you I bid adieu. I never should have come to this had I stayed at home with you. But I hope through my Redeemer to gain a happy shore. Farewell, farewell forever, Spence Broughton is no more. Spence Broughton is no more.